This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two items to top the program today. One, Jay Powell took a quick trip up to Capitol Hill today, delivering the Fed's semi-annual monetary policy report to Congress. A couple of granular tidbits in what the chair had to say, financial regulation and bank capital reserves, to be precise. Nothing really earth-shattering, or we'd have told you. Item number two is this. It is not, to be clear, news. The 2024 presidential field is all but set, which means, thanks to former President Trump, the central bank is all but certain to become a political punching bag once again. So Matt Levin gets us going today with this primer on the political independence of the Federal Reserve.
Don Cohn worked at the Fed for over 40 years. He says that Fed officials really didn't bring politics to the office, except for that one guy with the Obama bumper sticker on his car.
So it is interesting to me that you clock this, that you noticed that there was an Obama bumper sticker on his car.
That should tell you, Matt, as it was highly unusual.
While Fed governors are appointed by the president and approved by the Senate, they serve 14-year terms, and you basically have to have a major scandal to get thrown out. Congress set it up this way partly because they don't trust themselves to run monetary policy.
Politicians are worried about the next election, so they're going to push the economy forward in advance of that election,
rather than doing what's good for the economy in the long run. That being said, politicians have tried to influence the Fed. Peter Conte Brown at UPenn's Wharton School says Trump wasn't the first president to publicly attack a Fed chair.
J.W. Bush didn't have a Twitter account, but he did have a press conference, and he even called out sort of the clap back to Alan Greenspan in his State of the Union, where he said interest rates are far too high.
Greenspan was unmoved, but Sarah Binder at George Washington University says it's a mistake to think the Fed is completely immune from politics, especially when Congress can audit them or saddle them with more responsibilities.
The Fed needs to make sure that they keep Congress on its side, even though the Fed has to make these pretty tough decisions.
That may be why Jay Powell answers all those questions from Congress pretty politely, even if the questions themselves can be pretty impolite. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.